This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO's top general warns Ukraine is being badly outgunned by Russia, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
General Christopher Cavoli says the U.S. has been providing the bulk of 155-millimeter shells to Kyiv, but its forces are having to ration them.
They are now being outshot by the Russian side 5-1.
And if they don't get more help from the U.S.,
that will immediately go to 10-1. In a matter of weeks.
Cavoli testified to a House panel as a $60 billion Ukraine aid package remains stalled in Congress. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden has welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida to the White House for talks on the delicate security situation in the Pacific, the war in Ukraine, and more. Biden is honoring a leader who's been one of his strongest allies in the face of international crises with a state dinner Wednesday. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is not doing enough to increase humanitarian aid into Gaza.
The fact is that we're getting in somewhere in the last 3 days over 100 trucks. It's not enough, but needs to be more, and there's one more opening that has to take place in the north. So we'll see what he does in terms of meeting the commitments he made to me.
Biden has warned Netanyahu that future U.S. support for the war depends on swift implementation of new steps to protect civilians and aid workers. Although the flow of trucks has increased since Biden spoke with Netanyahu last week, the U.S. president said Israel should open those other access points in Gaza's north. This is VOA News.